Welcome to another episode where we dive into the latest in tech and AI. Today, we're kicking off with a fascinating look at Amazon's moves in the AI shopping sphere. It's all about playing nice while fiercely defending its turf.
Amazon is navigating the AI shopping landscape with a dual approach. They're exploring ways to collaborate with AI shopping agents while also reinforcing their own market dominance. According to sources, Amazon is considering acting as a middleman between external AI tools and its e-commerce site, ensuring smoother shopping experiences.
You know what's intriguing here? Why is Amazon choosing to both collaborate and compete in this space? Is it about maintaining control or expanding their ecosystem?
It's a bit of both. Amazon aims to enhance customer experience by integrating with AI shopping tools, potentially increasing user engagement. However, they're also wary of losing shoppers to third-party agents. Their strategy seems to be about balancing innovation with market control, similar to moves by Walmart in this arena.
This reminds me of how tech giants often juggle innovation with competition. Speaking of innovation, let's shift gears to OpenAI's upcoming device collaboration with Jony Ive. It's not what you might expect.
Indeed, OpenAI's first device with Jony Ive won't be a wearable. The device is over a year away from release and promises innovative features. Court documents reveal that OpenAI and Ive's team explored a variety of form factors, ultimately deciding against in-ear devices.
I can't help but wonder, what drove them to steer clear of wearables? And what kind of device could we be looking at instead?
The decision likely stems from a desire to differentiate in a crowded market. While specifics are scarce, the focus might be on desktop or mobile-based innovations. The legal tussles with competitors like EO highlight the competitive landscape they're navigating.
Fascinating stuff. Now, let's delve into the challenges of evaluating AI models. Can we really fix AI's evaluation crisis?
Researchers are grappling with improving AI evaluation methods. Current benchmarks, akin to standardized tests, often fail to capture a model's deeper capabilities. The push is for metrics that reflect practical performance, not just theoretical accuracy.
Here's what fascinates me about this. How do we balance the need for rigorous testing with the diverse applications of AI models?
It's about developing flexible benchmarks that account for real-world tasks. The challenge is creating tests that reflect the nuanced abilities of AI beyond binary correctness. This could lead to more meaningful comparisons across models like DeepSeek and ChatGPT.
From AI evaluations, let's shift to the crypto world, where Fiserv is making waves with stablecoins. What's the buzz here?
Fiserv is diving into the stablecoin market, intensifying the crypto competition. Their entry challenges established players like Circle, whose stock has seen a 750% surge recently. This move underscores the growing integration of digital currencies in traditional banking.
You know, the crypto space is always evolving. How does Fiserv plan to differentiate itself in this crowded market?
Fiserv's strength lies in its established banking infrastructure, offering a stablecoin that integrates seamlessly with existing financial systems. This could provide a competitive edge over newer entrants like Paxos.
Speaking of competitive edges, TechCrunch Disrupt 2025 is shaping up to be a hotspot for innovation insights. What's on the agenda?
The builders stage at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025 is packed with influential speakers like Ilad Gil and Dick Costolo. The event promises real-world insights on startup strategies, AI integration, and more, offering invaluable networking opportunities.
Sounds like a must-attend for anyone in the startup scene. How does this year's agenda compare to previous years?
This year emphasizes practical advice and actionable strategies, moving beyond theoretical discussions. It's all about equipping founders with the tools to succeed in a competitive market.
From tech conferences to maritime fintech, NYK's acquisition of Cadmos is making headlines. What's the significance of this move?
NYK's acquisition of Cadmos aims to streamline salary payments for seafarers, enhancing financial transparency in the maritime industry. This aligns with NYK's broader fintech initiatives, like their MarcoPay platform in the Philippines.
I can't help but wonder, how will this acquisition impact the maritime financial landscape?
It could set a precedent for integrating fintech solutions in maritime operations, potentially improving financial inclusivity for seafarers. This move might encourage other shipping companies to adopt similar technologies.
From the seas to the skies of venture capital, TechCrunch Disrupt 2025 is also spotlighting where VCs are placing their bets. What can attendees expect?
Attendees will hear from top VCs like Nina Chajian and Jerry Chen discussing their 2026 investment priorities in AI, data, and robotics. It's a chance to understand where smart money is headed and identify emerging opportunities.
You know, staying ahead of VC trends is crucial for startups. How might these insights influence future tech innovations?
These insights can guide startups in aligning their strategies with investor interests, potentially attracting funding, and fostering innovation in high-growth areas.
Speaking of innovations, court filings have revealed more about OpenAI and IO's early work on an AI device. What's been uncovered?
The filings detail OpenAI and IO's extensive research into in-ear hardware devices, a part of their broader AI hardware ambitions. This comes amid a trademark dispute with IO, highlighting the competitive dynamics in AI hardware development.
Here's what intrigues me. How does this legal battle shape the future of AI devices?
It underscores the importance of intellectual property in tech innovation. As companies push boundaries, securing trademarks and patents becomes crucial in protecting their innovations and maintaining competitive advantage.
From legal battles to global rollouts, Google is introducing AI Mode to users in India. What's the impact of this launch?
Google's AI Mode, a Q&A-style search tool, enhances user experience by handling complex queries. Initially available in English, it reflects Google's ongoing efforts to integrate AI into its services, potentially transforming search dynamics in India.
I wonder, how does this align with Google's broader AI strategy?
It's part of Google's global push to embed AI across platforms, enhancing accessibility and functionality. This aligns with their strategy to leverage AI for improved user engagement and service personalization.
From search to hardware, Google's also bringing new AI features to Chromebooks. What's new on the Chrome OS front?
Google is integrating AI features like image generation and text summarization into Chrome OS. Newer Chromebooks will benefit from these capabilities, enhancing productivity and user experience. A new Lenovo Chromebook even features exclusive AI functionalities.
You know, AI on Chromebooks could redefine how we use laptops. What does this mean for the future of mobile computing?
It signals a shift towards more intelligent, adaptive computing environments. AI's integration into everyday devices like Chromebooks could revolutionize how users interact with technology, making it more intuitive and efficient.
From AI advancements to legislative challenges, Ted Cruz's fight against state AI laws is in the spotlight. What's the latest?
Senator Ted Cruz's proposal to penalize states regulating AI has moved forward, albeit in a watered-down form. The plan faced Republican opposition, highlighting the contentious nature of AI regulation at the state level.
Here's what I find interesting. How might this legislative push impact AI development across the U.S.?
If successful, it could create a more unified regulatory landscape, potentially accelerating AI innovation. However, it also raises concerns about states' rights to regulate emerging technologies within their jurisdictions.
From legislative maneuvers to strategic shifts, Google is doubling down on YouTube while cutting its smart TV budget. What's driving this decision?
Google is reallocating resources from its smart TV initiatives to focus on YouTube, reflecting its strategic pivot towards its thriving video platform. This shift opens opportunities for rivals like Roku and Amazon's Fire TV.
I wonder, what does this pivot mean for Google's long-term strategy in the media space?
It underscores Google's commitment to leveraging YouTube's growth potential, possibly at the expense of other media ventures. This focus could enhance YouTube's market dominance and drive further innovation in video content delivery.
Speaking of strategic moves, ex-OpenAI CTO Marathi's startup Thinking Machines Lab is making waves. What's their game plan?
Thinking Machines Lab, led by Meera Marathi, is developing custom AI solutions to boost business profitability. Backed by significant investment, TML plans to tailor AI models to businesses' key performance indicators using reinforcement learning techniques.
You know, this approach could revolutionize how businesses leverage AI. How might TML's strategy impact the competitive landscape?
By focusing on customization, TML could offer more targeted, effective AI solutions, challenging established players like OpenAI. This could drive a shift towards more personalized AI applications across industries.
From AI innovations to energy strategies, New York State is betting big on nuclear power. What's the plan here?
New York is planning a new nuclear power plant to generate at least 1 gigawatt of electricity. Governor Kathy Hochul emphasizes this move as crucial for reducing carbon emissions and enhancing energy security, with plans to partner with private entities for development.
I can't help but wonder, how does this fit into the broader energy transition narrative?
It highlights nuclear power's role in achieving clean energy goals, balancing the need for reliable energy sources with environmental considerations. This could influence other states to reconsider nuclear options in their energy strategies.
Finally, let's talk cybersecurity. Aflac has confirmed a data breach. What's the impact of this cyber attack?
Aflac's data breach compromised customers' personal information, including social security numbers and health data. The company is working to mitigate the impact and strengthen its cybersecurity measures, highlighting the ongoing threats companies face.
Data breaches seem to be an ever-present risk. How might this incident influence cybersecurity practices in the insurance industry?
It underscores the need for robust security protocols and proactive measures to protect sensitive data. This breach could prompt other insurers to reevaluate their cybersecurity strategies to prevent similar incidents.
And that wraps up today's deep dive into the world of tech and AI. From Amazon's strategic plays to Google's AI advancements, we've covered a lot of ground. Stay tuned for more insights in our next episode.